Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
All right, 716, tornado warning in effect for eastern Livingston and southern Tangipahoa Parish till 745. They say that a tornado crossed the I-12 west of Albany, and I was taking notes as quickly as I could here. East of Livingston and Springfield, you should be aware, weather aware of what's going on. And we're expecting that tornado warning in effect until 745 there. Again, they do know that one crossed the I-12 west of Albany. That goes until 745. We're expecting the worst of it here in the area between 8 and 10. Line of thunderstorms, wind gusts in excess of 60 miles an hour between 8 and 10, and a possibility of a spin-up tornado. 717 now, talking to Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. How you doing, Joe?
I'm good. Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm all right. If it wasn't this, it'd be something else. Let's talk about the what's going on with this school board settlement and the money and where did it go and what's the situation on that?
Yeah, so remember we were doing the budget in November and December. There had been a lawsuit by the school board against the city for $130 million. As you said last time and we've said before, it primarily relates to the fact the city was skimming money, taking these fees away for administering the sales and property taxes it was doing off the top of money that was supposed to go to kids. And the lawsuit is for somewhere in the neighborhood of $130, $135 million. And we had negotiated a $90 million settlement in that neighborhood, of which the school board would get $20 million this year. The first installment was supposed to be January 1. The second installment was to be April 1. And then we would pay money over time for programs like incarcerated kids, workforce development, economic development, and then also stop taking the money off the top. And remember that the trial court ruled that there was no settlement, even though there was all this paperwork and everybody in the world knew what was going on, but that the first $10 million was in the budget, so it had to be honored. So what that means to the council, Tommy, is we first think there is a settlement. That's just incorrect. But secondly, that if we just put the money into the budget, then it has to be honored. Mm-hmm. So the first $10 million is slated to go to the school board. I have now filed an ordinance for the second $10 million to go to the school board. And then Councilmember Morrell has an ordinance to stop the collections. And then we'll file a couple of different ordinances. We'll file one ordinance to allocate the money for those programs I was describing to kids, ranging from economic development to mental health services. And then I'll probably file another one that sets up a fund for those and distributes that money year over year while all of the stuff is working its way through the courts.
So let me go back for a minute. So the voters have already spent this money, or the taxpayers have already spent this money because it was collected, right?
Correct.
So you can gripe about this or the other thing. Either way, you've paid it. So
correct.
The city skims $130 million off. The settlement is for $90 million. Well, that's still $40 million that the kids didn't get. Am I right here or not?
Well, it's potentially up to $40 million that they didn't get. You're right about that. I think, though.
But I guess what I'm trying to get back to, Joe, is understanding the suit and the settlement and this and that and the other thing.
Right.
But the bottom line is the city skimmed $40 million from the school board, and the school board's not going to get it. That's the bottom line, right?
Oh, that is, you are correct. Well, yes, you are correct about that. Now, look, we have legal arguments about all of that stuff, like those that may have prescribed, there may be issues. But I think at the end of the day, I think what the school board is saying, we want to bring finality to this. Mm-hmm. I think the council and some people in the administration say we want to bring finality. And look, when you go to court, nothing is for sure, right? I mean, I've had cases as a lawyer I've won that I probably should have lost. I've had cases I've lost that I probably should have won. So you got to be kind of careful of being getting locked
in. I'm not criticizing the settlement. I'm saying the bottom line is still that's $40 million that the city misappropriated. Would that be accurate because that's not what the money was intended for?
That's right. You're 100% right about that. So anyway, the bottom line is we've reached a settlement. We want to shake hands. And look, Tommy, I think to me there's a couple things that are really important.
Joe, let me interrupt you 1 second. We're a little bit late. You pick it up right there. A couple of things that are important, all right? Tornado warning in effect for Eastern Livingston and Southern Tangipahoa until 7:45. They know that a tornado crossed I-12 west of Albany. It is 7:22. Traffic now, WWL. 7:25, Tommy Tucker, WWO. Quickly back to Joe Geruso. First, a reminder, a tornado warning in effect, Eastern Livingston and Southern Tangipahoa until 7:45. Joe, real quick, you wanted to make some points, and then we'll get on to the mayor's travel ban and so forth. A couple of things, go ahead.
Yeah, one is this is the largest liability the city has right now, and so to sweep that off the books helps us from an economic perspective. Even if you accept the fact that there is allegedly a problem with our finances, this would make that go away, and it's a huge way of doing that. Number two, we know the school board has a cash flow issue right now, and this helps the kids right now. It's the point you were making earlier, Tommy. And then last, we're setting up programming for certainty for the next 9 to 10 years. And I think so much of funding right now is uncertain. People don't know where dollars are coming from. You set a glide path to make sure that those are set.
So the mayor's headed to Washington, I think, some kind of foolishness. She's apparently checked out, going to do whatever she wants to do. Where does it stand with the travel ban, and what can the council do, really?
Well, that's a good question. Right now, the court ruled against us, and it was a ruling we're trying to work our way through that says something about our zoning law is what impacts the ordinances we can pass with respect to this. So my understanding is, again, Councilmember Morrell is looking at the zoning law and trying to determine what are the things that can and can't be done. I know one of the things he's toying with, Tommy, is the judge said there was no appeals process, so he didn't know whether or not this was fair. Well, guess what? Now you're setting up a regime where you want to travel anywhere. Well, then the answer is a default no, and then we'll appeal everything to be a yes. And look, that's not the place we want to be in. That's kind of foolish and makes people have to do more work than is necessary. But I guess if that's what they want us to do to follow the law, then, or what they say the law is, then we'll do things that we can do to make sure that we're trying to make sure that money's being spent wisely and people are doing what they're supposed to.
Foolish is an understatement when it comes to me, Joe, and I'm just, you know, I
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody gets caught up in Vappy and the credit cards or whatever it else was with the mayor. But ultimately, I think she set the city behind. I don't know the damage will be revealed, if the damage will be revealed for years to come, on how far back the administration, and I'm not going to make it personal, but the administration and the mismanagement of finances, the failure to plan, et cetera, has hurt the city. Do you think it's going to be a while until we know the real extent of the damage?
I think it's pretty evident right now. Mm-hmm. I think the question is, whoever becomes the next mayor, how do you step in and probably do two things? One, I think whoever the next mayor really has to cheerlead, because I think there's a malaise right now. And number two, what is your plan to get those things done? How are you going to fix potholes more quickly? How are you going to have more safety for people? How are you going to knock down blighted property? How are you going to get people from A to B? I think that's what has to be part of the next mayor's race. And look, Tommy, I just think there's things that do not take talent. They take time. And that's what needs to be focused on in the future, too.
Yeah, let me just leave it at this. I think what you're saying is, and you correct me if I'm wrong, when people are deciding for whom to vote for mayor, it's not ceremonial. This is not, homespun Nebraska, where it's a town of 30 people and the idea is to hand out keys to the city. The idea is that you have to be an administrator. You have to be willing to get in there and get your hands dirty and do the work of actually running city government. Accurate?
That's it. You got it.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate your time as always. Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. More on the tornado warning and the weather situation right now with WWL First News. I don't know what he did to anger that guy from Black River Falls, Wisconsin, but apparently something. 7:44:16 till 8. We got a severe thunderstorm warning, tornado warning in effect, mainly North Shore, Florida parishes, North Shore, South Shore areas, the lake. Stay weather aware. If a warning is issued for your area, take cover immediately. And as far as I know, the tornado warning that was in effect expired at 7:45. Also, I didn't mention this tweet that I got from Nola Reddy, but neutral ground parking has been approved until 6 p.m. because of the rain that's coming through. The worst of it's going to be here in about 45 minutes, I think, until 10 o'clock. So be aware of that. Meanwhile, it's Monday Morning Markets with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. How you doing, Mark?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm okay. Kind of hybrid edition today because we're going to carry on a little bit from Friday with living within your means, which kind of goes to you got to live within your means before you can have money in the market, right?
I mean, that's and being in retail banking, I've saw my share of that. Maybe a lot of people's share of that. And it's discouraging. It's sometimes people will put themselves in a situation that's not financially comfortable. And then other times, maybe the economy will put them in a situation that's like that. You know, you've got two people working in the house, somebody loses their job. Well, that's a crisis, immediate crisis, because they were obviously depending on both incomes. And the fallacy is, well, we're living up to both incomes. Somebody can't take, you know, can't be out for a half a day without it being impactful to people's finances. And to start a savings plan, you first got to get your house in order before you put money aside. I've seen a lot of that, too, where I'll never forget this one guy was putting $25 a pay into an IRA that he started. And it was, you know, he said, oh, I know the benefit of it. I really need to do something. And no sooner that the payroll posted, he said, I need the money. I need the $25. And I said, well, let's, you know, you need to close it because you're making a mess out of your own taxes and you're going to pay penalties on the money. And it's just a mess. So let's not kid each other. Your heart was in the right place, but you mentally you couldn't do without the $25 per pay period. Mm-hmm. And I mean, last year I was reporting so many times, and the most I've seen in my career, that I saw a lot of 401k withdrawals. Mm-hmm. And it's like it must have came on people because I've never seen that before. Inflation's been here for a few years, but it was like all of a sudden, it was like somebody thought, oh, well, there's you know, a little pot of gold, a little honey pot over here that I could, wait, let me get this straight. I called HR, and they said, withdrawals are possible, not advised, but are possible. To hell with advised, I'm withdrawing it. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, periodic withdrawals, and they were, you know, putting money in on payday. It was similar to the $25 guy and withdrawing it. And it's like, okay, you're making a mess of your own finances, your taxes, you're going to pay penalties on the money. You know, you're going to pay taxes on the money. And it was, and last but by no means least, you were destroying any possibility of having any semblance of wealth for your retirement decades down the line. Because it's so impactful from a time value of money standpoint that if somebody takes, you know, in their 30s, in their 40s, okay, I'm going to take $10,000 out of my 401k, and this is the only one, it's an emergency. Well, I've seen emergencies that really weren't emergencies. Yeah. It just happened to be convenient.
You got to put that in quotation marks, don't you, Mark, that emergency.
Everything's an emergency. Yeah. Right, exactly. So, what you do is you put that dent in the 401k, and all the accumulated earnings to go forward have been lost. And that's the whole idea of a 401k. It's a long dated product. It depends on consistent deposits and like for decades, and then you got some money, but you know, it's kind of separating it and pulling money out isn't the best idea at all. But,
Mike, Mark, to take a step back, if I can, when you said that just now about the $25 in the 401k and having to take it out, and I'm not trying to laugh, but what came to mind is you got to crawl before you can walk, and what I mean by that is, before you can even, if you're a younger person, before you even think about a 401k, maybe you should start about getting enough, just getting on a budget. And we can talk more about this when we come back, because I think it's everything. And I know we're supposed to look at the week ahead on Wall Street, but I just want to talk about budgeting and living within your means, because maybe just no matter what device you have to use, if it's a piggy bank, if it's saving up to get large bills, whatever it is that motivates you, and they talk about paying yourself first, let's talk about budgeting, about getting on some kind of sensible saving routine before you put it in the 401k. Let's put it in a savings account, right, and hang on to it. Does that make sense? Crawling before you walk?
That would certainly be an easy way to start, because that's very available. The 401k has to come through your work, and not everybody's job will have a 401k to offer them. But if you know yourself and you know where your money's going, ideally you do. And that's right. Start with the savings account, because that's open and available to everybody. And when you start getting a little bit of balance here, first of all, you feel better about yourself, because mm-hmm. it's like, look at this. You know, I was doing this and I had no idea. And you turn around and it's several hundred dollars. So for some people, it's several thousand dollars. And then you could take a more sophisticated step towards a bigger and better plan. But that would be a way to start.
And the habit of it. You get in the habit of it. We'll pick it up here. We're going back. 7:50, 10 till 8, traffic, WWL. All right, here we go. 7:55, causeway closed both directions. Severe thunderstorm warnings continue for Killian, Frenier, Manchac, Hammond, Bugaloosa, Covington, New Orleans, Metairie, and Kenner until 8:30. Storm will contain wind gust up to 70 miles an hour. Also Slidell, Picayune, Bay St. Louis. And I think, Purlington, Lakeshore, Mississippi, and Ansley, Mississippi until 8:45. So I hope we got all that included. Mark Rosa, our guest, kind of blending Monday morning markets with Mark, with managing your money with Mark, because if you ain't got no money, the market doesn't really matter to you. And Mark, I was talking about some kind of incentive program, whatever it is, and I think you touched on it just now, where once you get in the habit of saving, you realize, hey, wait a minute, I'm not broke after all. I do have a couple of dollars, and it feels good to have it instead of blowing it on whatever.
Well, Tommy, I'm convinced it gives people a little bit of comfort to know I do have a little dry powder in case something comes, and something always comes.
Mm-hmm.
But and we've got to differentiate between an emergency and a so-called emergency, mm-hmm. like we talked about a few minutes ago. That I just see people make it's. One time you and I were talking about between electronic purchases and cash purchases. I am about 99.9% on this, that if a person went to cash purchases, they would slow down their buying. All that impulse buy at the grocery, I'm going to grab this, grab that, and give them the debit card. Then you don't have any money at the end of the month. It's like, where did everything go? Well, to go back and review all your charges, you can do that if you have a debit card, because you could see very clearly what left your bank account. But again, if you had cash in your hand and you see that going through your fingers and to make purchases, I think that's one of the best budget tools that's available to everybody. Just I'm not advocating to put everything you can in your front pocket, but if you walk around, okay, this is if you're going to eat lunch or those types of things, we even have the credit union has a how to save on lunch calculator, actually, if somebody wants to go to that. Because I do see people spending way too much on a meal, especially today. And what used to be $4, $5, and $6 is now twice that. And then they wonder, why can't, I don't understand. I don't know why I don't have any money left. Mm-hmm. Well, you spend $100 a week on lunch. And it, it just adds up. And when somebody's got a family or somebody raising a child singularly, that money goes fast. And they just have to have some discipline, I think, on the front end, or you're not going to be happy on the back end. You're always going to be chasing your tail. And last but not least here, we could finish. If you do start accumulating money, that's when an investment plan, you could sit down with somebody or put together something that really have, instead of just money, having wealth during your life, some kind of wealth accumulation into your retirement years. And you're not just living off of Social Security. And last thing on Social Security, it wasn't made for us to live on. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that. Oh, you can't live off of Social Security. It wasn't made like that. It was made for you to supplement your existing savings plan. And that's where it has fallen off the rails over time, because people don't, well, I'm just going to live off of Social Security. And that's a fallacy.
All about the math and multiples, and I don't want to get too complicated here, but you got to start somewhere. Mark Rosa, thank you. Very
yes,
valuable
sir.
Information.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you Friday. Y'all can go to jeffersonfinancial.org, find those calculators, and can help you with your personal finances. It all starts with a budget. We'll take a break, come back. Causeway closed both directions. Back in a flash, WWL.